In this video, we will look at soul center purpose, registration, and accountable church life. When a micro church is connected to a soul center, purpose matters. A soul center should not be vague. It should be able to explain what it does, whom it serves, how it gathers, who leads, and how it connects to Christian accountability. That clarity helps everyone. It helps the leader know the role. It helps participants understand the gathering. It helps mentors, pastors, or Christian leaders, alliance leaders, recognize the ministry shape. It also helps prevent confusion between a casual fellowship, a Bible study, a coaching ministry, a chaplaincy practice, and a church expression. A soul center microchurch may include worship, scripture, prayer, table fellowship, discipleship, pastoral care, evangelism, and leadership development. But each of those areas should be practiced with wisdom. For example, if someone asks for counseling, the leader should know the difference between Christian encouragement and licensed clinical care. If someone asks about baptism or communion, the leader should understand church order, training, and authorization. If children are present, safety expectations must be clear. Registration helps because it requires the leader to define the ministry. It asks, in effect, what is this soul center? What is its purpose? What kind of ministry will happen here? Who is leading it? How is the leader trained? What accountability is in place? This is not bureaucracy for its own sake. In Scripture, stewardship matters. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4 that stewards must be found faithful. In 2 Corinthians 8, he shows concern for honorable conduct before God and people. In 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, leadership character matters deeply. A soul center microchurch should reflect that same spirit. Here is a helpful phrase. We are forming a small, accountable Christian community for worship, scripture, prayer, discipleship, care, and witness, connected to a registered soul center and guided by trained leadership. That kind of sentence brings clarity. A common mistake is launching first and defining later. That often creates confusion. People may not know whether they are attending a Bible study, a church, a support group, or a private gathering. Healthy soul center ministry defines before it expands. When purpose, registration, and accountability work together, a soul center microchurch can serve real people with trust, order, and spiritual warmth. It becomes a place where small church life is not casual, but faithful.